Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. 1 John chapter 3 and verse 1. See how very much our Father loves us, for he calls us his children, and that is what we are. My wife and I had the privilege of being foster parents for a number of years. Those years gave me a new understanding of how important our relationship with our parents is. To be honest, I took for granted the love, security, affirmation, and warmth of my own parents, but I now treasure those amazing gifts in a new way. Here John reflected on the even more important relationship that we have with our Father God. He burst out in wonder as he reflected on the fact that God loves us so much that he chose to call us his children. He did so not merely as a formality, but because we really are his children. Just as the relationship between children and their parents will have lifelong implications, so too will our relationship with God our Father colour and shape our lives. We have the privilege of being able to walk into every new day with a certain knowledge that we are loved. We are secure for time and eternity. As John unpacked this theme, he reflected that he didn't know what we'd be like in the future when Christ appears, but he knew one thing: we will be like Christ, for we will see him as he really is. We know little about the future, but that's absolutely fine if our relationship with God is secure. Whatever his plans may be for us, we can be sure that they will be the best. God's love for us is all about grace. He loves us not because of anything good that we have done or could ever do. He has called us to be his children, and all we have to do is reach out and accept his hand of love. As with John, all we can do is burst out in praise and thank our Heavenly Father that we are not only called the children of God, but really are. So let me ask you a question. What does it mean to you to be one of God's children? And now let me pray with you. Lord God, we thank you for the privilege of being your children and of knowing that our future is completely secure in your hands. Amen. Well, I'm so glad you've joined me today. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. Well, you might like to join the thousands of people who listen to this on podcast, which is, of course, available at any time. I hope you have a great day today. God bless you.